Muppets creator Jim Henson combined felt and feelings to breathe life into unforgettable characters.
It's time to play the music. It's time to light the light. It's time to meet the Muppets on the Muppet Show tonight.
From Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy on television to mythical creatures in movies like The Dark Crystal and Labyrinth, Henson pushed his art in new and unexpected directions. But his restlessness and drive came at a cost. Oscar-winning director Ron Howard captures all of this in a new documentary that premieres today on Disney+. It's titled Jim Henson, Idea Man.
Jim Henson, he was ahead of the curve, you know? When you see these archives, you recognize a creativity that he and his wife, Jane, built their whole relationship and family around. And there's so much there to celebrate, more than I even imagine.
I can tell you that, you know, having sort of grown up with Sesame Street and the Muppets, and I thought I knew his story. How did he get his start?
You know, he was living in the South. He fell in love with television. Television would transport him beyond Mississippi, beyond, you know, America. And he really wanted to work in television and couldn't figure out how to get in.
When I started, it was like just out of high school. And I just heard about a television station that was looking for a puppeteer. And so I made puppets and auditioned. I don't recall ever seeing a puppet show when I was a kid. And I never played with puppets. I never had any to play with.
He was a very creative guy who discovered puppets, not out of a love for puppetry, but out of a recognition that this was something that connected his voice with audiences. And he recognized that it was a great creative outlet.
Henson's first television show premiered in 1955.
Sam and Friends is brought to you by Esco.
Sam and Friends aired on a TV station in Washington, D.C., following the 11 o'clock evening news. It was a blend of popular song spoofs, satire, and experimental puppetry tailored for the new medium of television.
Hey, what are you doing?
Well, I'm taking a course in visual thinking. It teaches you how to visualize your thoughts. Watch. Cue. See that?
Man, you're just a beginner. I'm an old hand at this stuff. Watch.
Hey, a real watch.
With moving parts, no less.
Sam and Friends featured a cast of abstract puppets, including a lizard-like character named Kermit.
He wasn't a frog at first, you know. He was just a sock puppet. The first one was built out of his mother's green coat.
In the documentary, Jim's son, Brian Henson, who now runs the Jim Henson Company, explains how his father made Kermit the perfect puppet for television.
A really simple puppet like Kermit could be very expressive just by using the fabric and letting it distort, but controlling the distortions so that they become expression.
A lot of comedy is reaction, and the way he could make Kermit pucker his face or wince is really one of the reasons why Kermit is such a great comedy character and really a world-class straight man.
Let's hear you sing the alphabet.
A, B, C, D, E, F, Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster isn't the letter of the alphabet. I'm leaving.
I love you.
I love you too.
A very poignant aspect of this film is Jim Henson's relationship with his wife, Jane Henson. She played a crucial role in the founding of the company. She was his first business partner. She was first co-performer. But then she found herself taking a big step back when they started having kids. They had five together. And you get the distinct impression from the film that she basically kind of felt like she sacrificed her creative life to support his.
Yes, the business grew in a way that Jim kept pushing, and Jane was a little bit reluctant to get involved in, and she did want to focus on the kids, and I think that disappointed her in some ways. But on the other hand, I don't think she wanted to particularly build Muppets, Inc. in the way that Jim did. So the Muppets brought them together, but the Muppets also ultimately were probably the reason that the marriage drifted.
And here's Jane Henson speaking in the film.
Jim certainly had respect for women. He just assumed that I was either interested in what the children were doing or I was interested in what he was doing, and that was what wives do. I probably just kept it inside for so long until I made a declaration. Hey, look, I have a life too. It's just not about you and your career.
What I read from it, and maybe it's because I'm a woman who works and has kids and, you know, my husband works, and I read it more as ambivalence on her part. Did I do the right thing by giving up the opportunity to create in my own way?
I don't think you're wrong about that. But I do know that, you know, and there's a quote, you know, one of the kids say, well, she didn't want to go to London. and move the family to London and live there, you know? So, but that doesn't mean that she didn't feel that ambivalence, because she was a creative person.
She was a creative herself. The other thing it made me wonder, I'm just going to ask, is that, you know, you obviously, as everyone knows, are incredibly successful. Your wife of almost 50 years, congratulations on that, is also an actor. I know she's been in all of your projects, but you also have a family. You have four kids. And I just wondered if it made you think about whose dreams get sacrificed to support a creative life.
Yeah, it is ambivalent and pulled by my needs, but also the needs of our four kids and six grandkids. It's one of the reasons why I really wanted to look at the family. I think Jim and Jane handled their journey very laudably and kept the family close. And I've seen them, and they are close, and they cherish both of their parents.
Jim Henson died at 53, tragically and surprisingly, from a bacterial infection. TV has changed, audiences have changed, tastes have changed, but the Muppets endure. Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, Jim was not just a successful artist and entrepreneur. He was an outlier. My friend George Lucas, who really knew and loved Jim, I asked him about Jim, and he said, well, he was a bona fide creative genius. I concur. And it is such a shame that we lost him at 53, but there is something innately in him that compelled him to be as productive as he could be. Like, time was running out for him.
Hmm. That is director Ron Howard. His documentary, Jim Henson, Idea Man, is out today. Ron Howard, thank you so much for talking with us.
Nice talking to you.
The lovers, the dreamers.